sun was shining bright. I've been in the valley when the clouds were black as night. I've been betrayed like Jesus by a friend who wasn't true. But in the good times or the bad times, Lord, I've learned to lean on you. The battle raging, then I prayed till victory came. There have been times I really thought, Lord, you don't even know my name. But I've been blessed, and I've been down to where I didn't know what to do. But in the times of joy and sorrow, Lord, I've learned to lean on you.
Of the Lord this morning, you'll notice there's some things a little different. One is we don't have pastor. They are taking a little bit of time off, much needed time off, get a little bit of rest, and I just pray the Lord to keep them safe and bring them back home safely to us. I have two announcements that Miss Christie wrote me and said, you got to remember. First, she said, you got to remember one announcement. And then she wrote me back and said, whoops, two. Number one is this, Wednesday evening, this coming Wednesday, I believe that's the 31st, there's going to be a huge youth service here at Calvary at 6 o'clock p.m. There's a church. Brother Brian, could you tell me where that church is from? Tell me a little bit about them. Do you know who they are? I know that you do. Amen. So it'd be a great time. So you need to make plans to be here. Invite some young folks and bring them with you. I got a big old bus over at the jail. We'll just go out and pick everybody up and bring them all. Maybe not, but it's a good thought. But it's going to be a great time. We look forward to it. And so please be here if you can. That is Wednesday at 6 o'clock, not 7, 6 o'clock here at the church. Ice cream to follow. You'll enjoy it. It'll be a great time. We're very excited. The other announcement is this. Don't be here tonight, because if you're here tonight, you're going to be here by yourself. No Sunday night service, of course, no choir practice. Give you an opportunity to spend some time with your family. Some folks will be traveling today, I know. And let me just say to you, happy Memorial Day. Amen. God's been so good to us as a country and as a nation. And the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I told the choir this morning, I'm afraid that as a nation, we have somewhat dropped the ball. We have somewhat fallen as a nation. But I'm glad to know that God is still here with us, and He is still here to pick us up. And we pray that He would just put us back on track as a nation. If we'll spend some time in prayer, and we'll seek after Him, turn from our wicked ways, and God's got something great still in store for us. I believe we're here for a reason, don't you? And that is to be a witness to a lost world. That's the reason He's left us here. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a few moments. I desire your prayers this morning. I'm thankful to have an opportunity to preach His word, but I need your prayers. That's the only song the choir is going to sing this morning. and then we have a special. And here's one of the reasons why. I told you last week I'll try my best to get you out of here in time to beat the lunch crowd down the street. I realized this morning I got way more message than I do time. That's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So I'm going to give you the condensed version. Just rest easy. I'm afraid when we start to pray, knowing that, y'all run out the back door on me. I'm going to give you the Clef Notes this morning, okay? But I believe I have a message from the Lord if you'll pray with me and for me this morning. And I believe we'll be able to say when we leave here, it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Please remember, we've got a lot of prayer requests. Dawn's got another surgery coming up. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Brother Larry's got some great news, and we're looking forward to what God's going to continue to do for you, Brother Larry. And some folks have gone through some surgeries and going through some stuff. Please continue to pray for Miss Cece as she is home resting this morning. And we just need the Lord to have his hand upon her. God's been good. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go to him again in a word of prayer and ask him just to be in the service this morning. And we'll continue here in a few moments. Brother Brian, would you take us, Lord, this morning in a word of prayer? Amen. Thank you. Choir, if you'll stand. Church, if you'll stand with me. And let's sing that chorus that says, Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. Again, it's so good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to ask God's blessing here in just a few moments on the offering. And again, please pray for those that are traveling. Don't forget tonight, no service. Wednesday at 6. It'll be a great, great service, and we're so excited about it. So but let's just pray the Lord would just give us what we need today. I don't know about you, but I would just love to sense the sweeping of the Holy Spirit in this place today, wouldn't you? And let's not do anything that we would hinder that. And I believe the Lord has given us a message for the hour. And don't take that hour, you know, it's anything really intentional. But I believe the Lord has something for us this morning. But let's go to him again in a word of prayer. Brother David Barker, would you take us a little word of prayer?
Done here. the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say,
there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Now I know that I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new, and I don't have much money, oh, but Lord, I have you, and to me, that's all that matters, though the world cannot see. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine that's all that matters, though the world cannot see.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
Anybody feel blessed in the house today?
Amen.
Amen.
God is such a good God. He's an awesome God. He gives us always just exactly what we need. And I'm so thankful for that. Go ahead, Brother Harold. Anybody else, right quick, got something just, Lord, just pressing on your heart, and you just need to share it this morning? All right. I want to ask you this morning, if you will, you listen quickly, and I'll talk quickly, all right? Turn with me this morning to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15. There's so much that we gain from this chapter. We have the teaching of the lost sheep. We have the teaching of the lost son. But this morning, I want us to look about the teaching of a lost coin. Jackson's still in the house with me this morning. He would go downstairs. Hey, buddy, I need you quick. This morning, I want us to look at the teaching of a lost coin. Now, you'll never be able to say this morning that you went to church and you didn't get something out of it. Because everybody's going to go home with a member of the object lesson this morning. I came in this morning, I got another object lesson too to follow. I just can't tell it without showing it. So here's what I want you to do, pal. Quickly, I'm going to talk and you walk, all right? Everybody gets a coin. Everybody gets a coin. That's a limited supply. If you run out of that one, I got another limited supply up here. But we're going to look this morning not at the lost lamb or even the lost son, but this morning we're going to look at the lost coin. I want you to notice something. Look with me in the book of Luke, chapter number 15, in verse number 8. It says, "Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek," notice this verse, this word in the verse right here, "and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace that which I had lost." I want you to notice, of course, we see this is in red words, so we know that it is Jesus speaking. And not only is he speaking, but he is teaching us. He's given us a great object lesson. He's speaking to us in a parable. And he tells us here for the very first time, notice that the Lord has allowed for a woman, Brother Don, to stand in center stage of his lesson that he's trying to teach. She's not a father. She's not a brother. She's not a son. She's not even the lamb, but a woman. Let me throw something in. I was thinking about this yesterday. A lot of us can praise Him. You can praise Him in the car. Anybody else ever praise Him in the car? I told you about that the other day when the Lord was speaking to me, and I'm going down the road in the car, and I looked over, and it said, you know, said something about that song that I was singing right there on the front of his tag of his truck. Man, I was having a shouting spell going down the road, and he probably thought, Lord of mercy, what in the world is wrong with him? But we can praise Him in the car. We can even praise Him in the house. You ever praised Him in your house? You can do that. Thank you, Pa. Everybody got a coin? Anybody didn't get a coin? Yes, you do. Everybody in the house got a coin. If not, Brother Jackson, get you one. You can praise Him in the car. You can praise Him in the house. If CJ was up here, he would say you can even praise Him cutting grass. Man, I get some of my greatest lessons cutting grass. And that's not the greatest thing in the world. Larry knows what I'm talking about, man. LC, you get out there on that mower and you can just praise Him going down through there. Larry's wanting you to do a whole lot more praising Him. Hey, man. The more you cut, the more He praises. But we can praise Him in the kitchen. Ladies, you ever just standing in there and the Lord begin to speak to you? You're in there making a big old pot of soup. Man, that'd be good this morning with a big old pot of soup and some cornbread. Can't have soup without cornbread. We'll just throw that in there. But you can praise Him in the kitchen, right in the middle of cooking. Man, we get up at 3 o'clock every morning and we make fried pies. That's soon to be your blessing. Father's Day's right around the corner. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb, man. We're going to be frying up pies. And we'll get in there sometimes and we'll turn on some good old Southern gospel music. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, we begin to praise Him. We begin to thank Him. Just like we sang about this morning, thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. There's a lot to be said about that. Did you happen to notice, if you go back and you study the parable of the prodigal son, he finally realized that the value wasn't in his inheritance. You hear me? But the value was in his relationship. Because what he said was, he said, Father, I got to be careful. I'll get out of the front of the Facebook camera over here. What he said was, Father, I want You to give to me all that I've got coming to me. I want all of my inheritance. Don't you know that it must have broken the father's heart? Because what he was really saying was, I can't wait for you to die. I can't wait for you to die. I need my money now. And the father lovingly gave him his inheritance, and he went out and he squandered it, the Bible says, on riotous living. He was spending all that he had. But I'm thankful for a verse of Scripture that says, but when he came to himself, he woke up and he went back home. He said, I'd rather be a servant in the house than a son in the hog pen. You ever lost anything of value? I'm telling you, sometimes we find that stuff is not as valuable as we think it is. Sometimes we have to realize that our stuff, maybe our season of fun, it might not be as valuable as our relationship with the Father. Look over at your neighbor and say, here you go. Here's my next object lesson. Man, you need to hand me a broom. Here's the title of the message this morning, by the way. I told Cassie, I said, don't you fall asleep back there. Are you sleeping or are you sweeping? Sometimes we need to get to a place in our life where we realize that we need to do some sweeping. Now, when I walked into this morning, all the ladies just ate that up and said, oh, let me give you my address. You got a broom. You can come over and clean my house. Amen. But, yeah. Sometimes we need to realize that we need a broom. Do we need so much the inheritance or the stuff in our life? Or do we really need to get back to the relationships in our life? How about a relationship with our Heavenly Father? Some of y'all are praying. You're praying hard, man. You're working hard. You're killing yourself day after day after day to have stuff. Some of us are working on our first million. Some of you business owners in here would say, you know what? I can't wait till I make my first million. If you have made your first million, my address is 4049 Roy Court. I'd love to have you come over to the house this week for dinner and bring me some of that $1 million you made. I'll give you my checking account. You can just make a deposit. CJ said this morning he got like 5 checks in his pocket and he don't know how to get all that stuff done. I'm like, hey, I got an account. We can settle it right here. But I wonder this morning, what is most important? Is it chasing the $1 million? Now, don't leave out of here and say, Brother Allen's going to show me how to make $1 million. Boy, you're excited. I got your attention anyway for a few minutes, don't I? But what is most important to us? Don't get too excited about the million. You know, a lot of us don't have the million, but the Bible says you have not because you ask not. I'm just saying. Again, don't get too awful excited. But I want to tell you this morning that everything, let's see if we got one left here. Everything starts with a dime. Everybody hold up your dime. Anybody didn't get a dime? Here we go. Everybody got a dime. If there's anybody that's going to swallow your dime, I'm going to pass the bag back around, and we just need to get that from you now. I mean, I can take care of you, but I don't really want to do that in the middle of service, okay? So everybody's got a dime. Did you know that everything really starts with a dime? It's just a collection of dimes. A collection of dimes. Everything starts with 10. And it ends with 10. Count with me. This is going to be easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right? We learned that a long time ago. And then we go to the next 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Right? Do you know that that is still all of that still started with a dime? We can go on, 21, 22, 23, 24. You know what? Every time you get to your next 10, it's still just 10. Times 2, times 3, times 4. You get it? It's simple. I told you it was simple. If it wasn't simple, I wouldn't be able to handle it. But we have, it's just a collection of dimes. If you can't appreciate the dime, then you can't appreciate the million. Because it all going to start with a dime. We've all got to start somewhere. He said, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you what? Ruler over many. The word teaches us to hate not the day of small beginnings. If a snowflake starts the beginning of an avalanche, you agree? Everything got to start with a snowflake. And if a flood starts with just a raindrop, you agree? It all started with just a raindrop. He's teaching us that walking over some things sometimes is what keeps us from getting the blessing that God's trying to show to us. So just a dime, just a collection of dimes this morning. But the tenth
is what makes the whole. There were 10 lepers. You remember that? 10 of them. Now, 9 of them got healed. But then there was one. And he went back. And not only did he get the healing, but he was also made, you remember what the Bible says? The Bible says that he was made whole. There was 10. But 9 turned. One went back and got the blessing. It's just a collection of dimes. How about the 10 virgins? But this morning I want us to talk about 10 coins. What's God trying to say to us about a collection of dimes? If you're making a pot of soup, we mentioned that a minute ago. We'll use that as an illustration. If you're making a pot of soup and you get all the ingredients in there, everybody in here has made a pot of soup or helped to make a pot of soup somewhere along the line, right? If not, at least you've enjoyed the pot of soup. Now, I guarantee you, I promise you this, that when you get all of those ingredients all stirred up and you put all the salt in, everything in there that goes into the pot of soup, somebody's going to grab out of the cabinet, I know, laugh, a big old tablespoon. Am I right? Now, y'all can look at me like that if you want to. I know how we are. And you get that tablespoon out, Darlene, and you reach down in there and you get you a big scoop of it to taste. Right? Please do me a favor. Don't put that same spoon back in there. If there's not enough salt, just move on. Pour the salt in, get you another spoon out. At least wash it off. Come on, we might want to come over to your house for dinner. What are we trying to find out? Because if there's not enough salt in the spoon, you with me? Then there's not enough salt in the soup. Amen. You agree? If there's not enough salt in the spoon, then there is not enough salt in the soup. It's just a collection of dimes. God said, hang in there. God said, you have robbed me with tithes and offerings. Butt digs clean to the bone, don't it? Amen. Because you're not willing to give a tenth. You hear how that sounded? You're not willing to give a tenth, so you have robbed me of a dime, tithes, and offerings. Now, I told you I'm going to try my best to hurry and get you out of here. Now for the text. Relax. It's three scriptures. Actually, I tell you what, I'll cut back on you and just give you verse 8 and 9. Two scriptures, three characters, and we'll go to the house. You ready? Now, this woman, there's character number one. This is the first object that we want to look at, and I want us to look at the woman. She is open to receive what God has for her. Now, that doesn't exempt us men. Question is, are you open to receive this morning what God has for you? If you're not open to receive it, we might as well close up the book and go into the house. But I believe that we are here for a reason. God's given this goofy-looking preacher of yours an opportunity to share a message, I believe, with all of my heart that we need to hear this morning. So listen quick, and I'll talk quick. It's for us all. But are we open to receive what God has for us? The next thing, not only is there a woman, but there's also the broom. And then the last thing we'll talk about is the coins. But there's only one woman. So she is literally just a tenth, because she is what she lost. A coin is the tenth of the ten that the Bible tells us about. You know what? This is where the enemy will try and attack us. It's where he tries to erase that verse of Scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And he said, you don't really believe that, do you? As much as I believe that this is the time, I can do, LC, all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things. But that's where he would try and erase that blessing from us. Now, if you're going to come back to the relationship with your loving Father that you read about with the Son, friend, you're going to have to get your broom and you're going to have to do some sweeping. And I'll tell you something, you're going to have to sweep for yourself. I can pray for you, and I will. I can love you, and I will. I can advise you, and I will. I can even counsel with you, and I will. I had an opportunity to counsel with a young man just this week. And he and I are going to get together very soon because he's concerned about his salvation. But I told him, I said, it's got to be when the Holy Spirit begins to convict you and draw you, and I will be there for you when you are ready. Amen? That's important. You can't slam your Bible over top of somebody's head and make them follow Jesus. So I can do all of those things for you, but you're going to have to sweep for yourself. Where is your broom? You say, my broom's at the house. Yeah, probably a good place for it. But I wonder if we ever even get it out to use it. Would you go, you remember the story of the woman at the well? What good would it have been for her to have went to the well to draw some water without something to draw some water in? Be just a waste, wouldn't it? Be just a waste. But I wonder this morning, what are we doing? What are we willing to do for the Lord for him to be able to use us? You have to notice how the woman relates to the coin. You can really only relate to who or what you are. If you don't have value in something, then you're not going to sweep for it. The Bible says that she, in the nighttime, I can see her down there with a candle looking up all of her countertops, looking up under all the tables, and she's under there waiting to spot what she's looking for, Brother Don, so she can reach that broom out there and sweep it up. Why? Because it was something of value to her. How do you relate to that? She's after one. She's got the nine. The nine, Brother Ceylon, still sitting up on the table. She's got the nine. But her heart was in the one that she had lost. And she swept. She got her broom out. And her candle out. And all through the night, she's down there sweeping, trying to find that one that she's lost. Has God ever done any sweeping in your life? Man, sometimes he gets down there in the cracks and the crevices. When you lose something in the corner, you don't sweep with the whole broom, do you? You turn that thing over and you sweep the corners out. God ever swept the corners of your life? Man, you listen to that. You hear that? That's rough. When God starts sweeping the corner, you know, she's taking pictures of me back there for I don't know what reason, but I get it. Because I'm weird, I understand. Hey, you hear that scrooching across that floor? I've felt sometimes when God has brought the broom out in my life and he begins to sweep me, he's trying to get the crud out of my corner. You ever get any crud in your corner? But she's sweeping because there's value in the corn, the coin that she has lost. At this point, because she had 10 and now she's lost one, she's working with a deficit. You say, well, how are you going to explain that one? Well, I'll give you an idea. Sometimes the Braves would come in and they'll score 2 or 3 runs right off the bat. Right? And then all of a sudden there's a comeback. And I know, man, it makes me sick in my stomach. It causes depression at my house, I'm telling you. And the Braves will start, all of a sudden, what was a lead, they're now working with a deficit. Now you get it, don't you? Working with a deficit. That's what she's working with. So she is not at her whole potential. Hey, I'm here to ask you this morning, if you're missing something in your life, are you willing to get your broom out and just do a little sweeping? Somebody say sweep. Oh, come on, y'all weak. Sweep! Thank you. The more you sweep, the faster we'll get to the house. Amen. We need some sweepers. We need some sweepers. When you see a woman going for her broom, that means she's saying, I'm going to get back what the enemy has stolen from me. I'm willing to sweep to get back what the enemy has stolen from me. She's saying, whatever is missing in my life, in my family, I'm willing to sweep for it. I'm not willing to do without it. I'm not willing to make... Here's what we say. Oh, we'll just make the best out of a bad situation. I'm so tired of hearing that. I'm tired of making just the best out of a bad situation. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, and I know that you are too, and I'm willing to sweep. If you're willing to sweep, then God is able to give you whatever the enemy has taken from you. And here's how I'll do it. The Bible says, press down and shaken together and running over. Hey, if God's speaking to you this morning, go ahead and get your broom out. The third thing I want us to look at this morning is the coin. Have you ever fallen? I know you're thinking right now, I've fallen and I can't get up. I have fallen. I was talking, me and Miss Glenda were talking about this the other day, and we said, you know what? I've fallen up the stairs way more than I've fallen down them. Well, that'd be a praise right there. It's a lot further down than it is when you fall up. But I have too. I've fallen up the steps way more than I've fallen down. But have you truly ever fallen? Have you ever fallen? Sometimes when we fall, man, it's painful. It is painful. Here's a couple of things I'm afraid we have fallen into. Ruh-roh. I'm afraid sometimes we've fallen into sin. Sometimes we have fallen into shame. Sometimes we fall out of some things too. Sometimes we have fallen out of fellowship. Hey, you will never not ever hear me. You will never fall out of your relationship with your Heavenly Father, but you can fall out of fellowship. And man, that's a hard, sad place to be. I've fallen and I can't get up. God is, if He's brought you here this morning, He's brought you to something, and all of a sudden, does a light ever, is it like with you, like it is with me? Sometimes a light just goes off, and the Lord says, right there. That right there, that's the issue we need to deal with. Now, until we deal with that issue, we'll never be able to walk with Him and talk with Him and be what He would have us to be. He's telling us, hey, Brother Snyder has told us this over and over and over. When you come down to the altar, say, Lord, surface in my heart, surface in my mind what I need to deal with, because I want to be able to walk with You and be what You'd have me to be. And the light goes off, and man, He says, right there. That right there is what we need to deal with. Sometimes we fall out of fellowship with our Heavenly Father. But hey, if God's brought you to it this morning, He's shown you something, then He's going to see you through it as well. What did you come here for? I mean, really. Why do we get up and get ready and come to church on Sunday morning? If we come here just because it's where we're supposed to be and we want our neighbors to see that we got our Bible all tucked up under our arms and we got our suit and tie on, we're headed to the church just because we're trying to let our neighbors know that's where we're supposed to go on Sunday. If we only come here for a reason such as that, and we don't come here for God to make a change in our life, then why are we here? I don't know about you. I'm going to be very transparent with you. I am, and CJ said it this morning in Sunday school class, I am so tired. We could stop right there and go to the house, couldn't we? I am so tired of just going through the motions of church. That's where the title came in, Are You Sleeping or Are You Sweeping? The enemy has just rocked us to sleep individually, as a church, as a family, and as a nation. But I wonder this morning, do we really come here because we want to see God move? I told you in the very beginning, I'd love to see the Holy Spirit sweep through this place this morning. Amen? We need the moving of the Holy Spirit of God on our life. Amen. I'm tired of hearing, boy, we used to have some meetings around here. And we did. But He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Somebody say amen right there. And He still wants to do for us now what He did for us then and more. But we got to realize this morning that it's going to take us doing some sweeping. I've got some sweeping this morning to do. God is about to put you back. I believe this with all my heart. He wants to put us back in the position that we fell from. There's a relationship and a restoration. A restoration. God's about to sweep you out this morning. I'm tired of just going through the motions. I believe this morning with all of my heart there could be very well be someone either in the room with us this morning or maybe on Facebook. Hey, it's great to see y'all on Facebook this morning. That's lost. Just like the lost coin. But she was willing to do whatever it took to sweep until she found her lost coin. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to sweep until you find a lost soul? Anybody in this room say, oh, I know one. Anybody know somebody that's lost that needs Jesus as their Savior? Are you sleeping or sweeping? Ooh, that kind of sounds a lot like that, don't it? He just got a little crud out of our corner. Are you sleeping or are you sweeping? Is that lost soul important enough to you that you're willing to sweep and say, Lord, whatever it takes, I'll go to them, I'll talk to them, I'll pray with them, I'll love on them, I'll care for them because I want them to be saved. Maybe somebody in the room or somebody on Facebook this morning is lost. Maybe it's not so much that someone is lost, but maybe it's a church member that has just fallen. I asked you a minute ago, have you ever failed? When we fall, and we know it, we'll do everything in our power to keep from it, won't we? Man, we look like something when we begin to fall. What? Because we want to do everything we can to keep from falling. It's sudden. And the ground is sudden and painful. But do you know that many times in our life when we fall, it's not sudden? Sometimes we just gradually fall. And we look back on it and we say, How in the world did I get here? We didn't consciously wake up one morning and say, you know what? I'm going back to my life of sin. Bless the Lord. No. But the enemy, we're sleeping when we need to be sweeping. And he begins to gradually take us to a place, Brother Larry, where we have no business being. But God, I believe with all of my heart this morning, wants to restore somebody in the house this morning. Pastor calls and he says, hey, been missing you. I hadn't seen you in the past couple of weeks. I know it, Pastor. You know, I just hadn't felt good the past couple of weeks. And then weeks turn into months. Months turn into years before you know it. And it didn't, we didn't just fall suddenly, but we have fallen gradually. And before you know it. Hey, how is your position? I used to hate to hear this. Them old-fashioned, we call them Bible-thumping preachers. Y'all laugh. Hey, now I are one. And I used to hate to hear them say, how's your position with the Lord? Has there ever been a time when you were closer to the Lord than you are right now? And my brother back here said it this morning in Sunday school. That means we're backslidden. Now, you don't hear preaching like that no more. You just don't hear it. Because it causes us to feel uncomfortable. But has there ever been a time in our life when we were closer to the Lord than we are right now? You've lost your fellowship, your status, your integrity. And you don't even know when you dropped it. You don't even know when you dropped it. It wasn't a conscious decision to fall. It was a gradual erosion. In the middle of it all, we have sunk and lowered our standards. Little by little, here's the bad thing. Little by little, you gave up you to be like them. Little by little, we give up ourselves to be like someone else, to fit in. Now you're down in a place, and God's trying to sweep you out of the corner this morning. He's saying, do you not remember? I know I'm almost done. Do you not remember all that I have done for you, all that I have been for you, all that I have brought you through? There was a grandfather, which again, I are one. He called his grandson, which was old enough to drive. He was older than my grandkids. And he said, hey, son, are you going with me to church in the morning? He said, no, Papa, I ain't going to make it in the morning. You know, I work all week, and I got all this stuff to do, and there's just not enough time on the weekend. So tomorrow, you know, I need to cut the grass. I got to get my laundry done. I got to do all these things. I just ain't going to make it in the morning. And there was a silence. And the grandfather said, yeah, I get it. If the Lord hadn't done any more for me, I'd probably just stay home too. And there was another silence. He said, Pawpaw, see you in the morning. Yeah. God has done so much for us, through us, in us. And yet I'm afraid so many times we have fallen. There needs to be a great sweeping. Here she is, sweeping with a purpose. She is sweeping intentionally. She's not cooking and sweeping. She's just sweeping. She's not even cleaning and sweeping. She's just sweeping. She is sweeping intentionally. Sometimes we get distracted. Anybody in here ever get distracted? The enemy's already tried to distract you because he said he was going to hurry, and you know you got lunch. Anybody having barbecue today? I love barbecue. I believe there's going to be barbecue in heaven. Amen. There'll be barbecue, Brother Brian, at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Brother Alan Young and I have talked about that a lot of times. And probably fried pies. Boy, I hope he finds somebody else to cook them. I'm about done with it. But would you agree with me this morning? Would you agree with me this morning that she was not distracted, but that she was sweeping with an intent? Are you ready this morning? We just get all entangled in a storm. There's not a one of us in here that hasn't been through a storm, is not in the middle of a storm, or you're headed to a storm. You say, what in the world's that got to do with everything? Well, I'm glad you asked. If I could have this morning, I'd have brought an eagle with me and let him come soaring across this building. I couldn't find one there for the life of me. But I've seen it. Up in Illinois, we go up there and we visit friends, and they live right on the Ohio River. And you can go out there on a good afternoon, and you can watch that eagle as he soars. Somebody say soars. That's not the ones on your legs, okay? Soars. An eagle doesn't go down in the middle of all that storm. He rises up above the storm, and he soars with wings as an eagle. The Bible says, wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. The problem is, we're not soaring with the wings of eagles. We're down here running around eating what the buzzards eat. You ever seen a buzzard or an old vulture on the side of the road? That's nasty, ain't it? You know what they're eating? Dead carcasses. The Bible teaches us from this book in Luke chapter number 15 that he was eating what the pigs ate, the slop. But he came to himself. The problem is, this morning I'm afraid, it seems to take some time before we come to our self. You've got to be like the woman. She was built to receive. Are you ready this morning to soar with the wings of eagles, or do you just want to hang out with the buzzards? Are you eating the trash of the world? You've lost your place, you've lost your time, and you will never get it back. You've lost a coin. I just lost mine. You've lost a coin, and you're operating on a deficit. Where are you? Where are you this morning? God is telling us, I believe this morning, there's one thing for sure. We've lost a lot of things. But let me tell you this morning, you've never lost your value. You're as valuable. Well, looky there. There's mine right there on the floor. You know, this coin that's on the floor has the same value as the one that's still sitting up on the table. And God wants to use you. That's why he's sweeping you out. Hear me if you don't hear anything else. That's why, even though you feel like maybe you've fallen and you're not what you used to be, but thank God we still have value. Hey, he picks us up, he dusts us off, he puts us back up to where we can be used for his honor and for his glory. And I'm about done. I want to tell you this morning that you have value. You were not designed to be on the floor because you're a king's kid. Somebody say, I'm a king's kid. You're a king's kid. You have value. No matter how you got where you are still valuable to him. Hey, the woman wouldn't be sweeping if she didn't realize the value of a dime. I know it probably wasn't a dime, but that was about the closest thing I could come to the coin this morning because it is a tenth. Just a collection of coins. If Jesus didn't realize how valuable you were, he would not have died on a cross for you. Brother Randy, somewhere close by in the house, he's going to come. He's going to sing a song for me as he comes and Brother David comes this morning. I wonder, maybe the message was just for me. I don't know. But is there anyone in here like me this morning? Does your coin represent someone, first of all, that might be lost? And maybe you just want to bring your coin down to the altar this morning and pray as if it represents that person you know it's lost. Or maybe your coin represents someone that you know has fallen. And you might want to just bring your coin as a representation to the altar this morning and say, I need to pray for this my friend or this my loved one or this my family member who has fallen. They are out of fellowship. And God is asking you this morning to sweep them. Sweep them. Are you sleeping or are you sweeping? Sweep them through love. That doesn't mean go and get your Bible and beat them over the head with it every time you see them. I'll call them up and say, bless God, you ought to be in the house of God this morning. What in the world's wrong with you? Don't you know what God's done for you? No. We've got to reach them and sweep them with love, with kindness, with a purpose. Sweep, as she did, with a focus. But you all must sweep for yourself. Everybody will stand this morning. I didn't get you out as early as I'd hoped, but I didn't get you out as late as we have been before. Anybody this morning that you just want to come this way with your coin and say, man, I need to pray for a lost love, and I need to pray for a family member. I need to pray for our church. I want to pray for our nation. God wants to do some great things, but you might need to get your broom out and go to sweeping. Father, we love you. And Lord, we've come this way this morning, and Lord, as best as we could, we tried our best to give, Lord, what we felt like was a message that you gave us this week, and I thank you for it. But Lord, I believe with all my heart there might be someone in the house this morning that's never accepted you as their Savior. Maybe this morning they just need to come and say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I stand in need of a Savior. Someone I know will come and pray with them. If you're here this morning, that's you, go ahead and step out. Come on down to the altar. Let's do business with the Lord. Let him do something for you this morning that has never been done. You can come and be part of the family of God this morning. Or you may be here and you say, Brother Allen, I put my broom back in the corner. I hadn't been doing a whole lot of sweeping. And I've got some areas in my life that I need to sweep up. I need God to reach in and get the crud out of some corners of my life. Maybe you just want to come. As Brother Randy sings this morning, Lord, would you do a work as only you can do? We'll praise you. We'll thank you for everything that's accomplished this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you come this morning?
Empty and broken, I came back to him. A vessel unworthy and so scarred by sin. But he did not despair. He started over.
something for the Lord, and you just might get a good return on your dime. I want to thank you for being here this morning, and I pray that something that has been said, maybe one of my silly illustrations, might have been a help to you. Do me a favor. Go home, see if you can find your broom and sweep for somebody. Thank you again for being here. Please don't forget, no service tonight. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock for our youth. It's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Somebody say amen right there. I hope that you'll consider what the Lord's spoken to us about this morning. Again, it might have just been for me. I don't know. But I know that it was for me. And I pray it'd be a help to you. If you'll turn around, shake hands with somebody, you can consider yourself dismissed. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Memorial Day to you.